Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Wonderful. Good to be here again, another day. And looking forward to be blessed by the good energy that is to preserve me for the time I am alive. Dear or there are substances that hold me up and I have to keep on looking forward to more and more superior climb and state of mind to keep me from the pressure that is always there is gravity. Sorry about that. Gravity that is pulling us down. Gravity. John Mayer, he sings a song. Let's listen to it.
It's wanting more. It's gonna send me to
my knee.
Okay, gravity. It's not easy to be kept by this. Sorry about that. This human experience that we have here, we are earthlings. You know, sometimes we who grow up into the church, we are fed with all of this church filth that makes our brain, like I've said before, is the fact that our brain has gotten retarded over the past 100,000 years. It's not a joke. It's just not a joke. And for people who may feel like you can see that, I understand why a person may not be able to see that they themselves has been born and raised retarded. And you may think because, you know, you've been taken care of, sent to school, let's say, by, you know, by your parents, and you got good education, and you think that's all there is to being with a sound mind. That's not all there is. It means that when you are when you are raised up as a child in a home and in a society, a surrounding of the church, and that's all you know, is those societal things that you don't get to see, like what a government is like and what must be in place a government that must be placed to take care of people. You don't consider that. You just think of small things that support your life. But the critical things, you don't get to think about them. So you think about the fact that you have gotten pretty good academic education, but you don't think about what you don't know that life requires. You don't get to think that because you grow up in a community where some people are educated and some are not. And therefore, you're apt to focus on the portion of society that is educated. Sometimes you may hear some reports as to how literate your community is. And they will tell you what percentage are illiterate and stuff like that. And you're not inclined to see deeper into the standard of government and society. You don't get to see that. So you can be you're happy and glad and without that consideration. For example, African person, you may never have heard that a pope, one called Pope John Paul, and you probably, this might ring a bell to you. You probably know about Pope John Paul. But what do you think about Pope John Paul? It would give a good reflection as to what I'm talking about, because how can you now not see through the dark lens you look at society with? How can you not see it when somebody bring it to you and tell you the facts of what you are experiencing? And the fact is something that will compel you to know that Oprah Winfrey is a person that is retarded, mentally retarded. And you probably wouldn't tend to see that, but the fact that I'm showing you make you look deeper into the psychological element of us people. And take a good look on what is it missing, right? And then if you're not too backward in thinking into what I'm saying, you're compelled to see it. Because I'm going to say, why do you think there is white supremacy? And look around well at a few countries and think about the Western world and think about how long the Western world exists with people. You know, think about something like that. And think about what the people were like. All right? Again, put BC era into the thinking. What kind of world existed under the BC era. Think about that, you know, as a person with education, this is pretty, put you in reach to understand what I am talking about. And see if you will come up with a conclusion that indeed something is wrong. Well, you now know it didn't just go wrong all by itself, right? In that people may not have to find out. No, it's just that we are raised up at a time when the people who are affected is basically like you, who before you begin to see something is wrong, they were just like you, who don't see it, don't see what's wrong. They don't, you know, everybody's eating chicken and sundaes and stuff like that, and, you know, eating good food and things like that. And, you know, take a vacation and things like that too. Because everybody is adjust to this kind of life. You see? And you don't think too much about government. Because if you're like from Jamaica with me, you will know the peril that Jamaica goes through. And then you may at some point realize that Jamaican people were under slavery. That's why we were brought there. We come from Africa, or somehow, if we don't come into ship, some other way, we in boat or something like that, we leave from Africa, where we were all created. And that might sound strange, like, what do you mean by we were all created? We're, as a race, that's where we come from. It's Africa. You see, and because we grow up in church and taught about Jesus, it's hard to digest anything else besides what the church teaches us. You won't think that it is white people make up the church, because the society is structured in such a way for us to not know that. Okay? And I can tell you this, I grew up in the church from age 7. My parents are Christian. And, you know, it's kind of a funny to keep on talking about this thing, because you're not seeing progress made to change what I'm talking about. You see? And it is the retardation that causes it. Because what we know about is the church. And we have formed a very strong acceptance of what we are taught in the church. And it's going to take a person to realize this. They have to think about it a lot. May not be for some people that they are going to think about it. Because I talked to folks that I grew up among, right? And they have university education. And I can tell you, when I was at a certain age, like 23 or so, these people were about my age, and they go to a school, like say St. Jago in Spanish Town. I imagine they might still have that school there today. You know, once you're in the vicinity of the courthouse and the I think, yeah, in Spanish Town, in the city there, the high school, San Diego High School, is a nice high school, and I was working in that area. I used to drive for the parish library. So I am very familiar with that high school and scholars that went there. And in those times, I read on the first grade level. I wasn't doing much of a reading at age 23. I wasn't reading or knowing anything. So some of us have a tough time. Some people have it tougher than me. And you have to consider what kind of life is that. But look, we adjust to that because we don't know any better. I mean, those of us who didn't get to have parents who develop on a more adjusted than, say, some of our parents. So what I want to tell you is the way we are adjusted, our brain is adjusted to kind of life we don't know, we don't understand the depth of the life underneath our thinking. Because if somebody don't tell us, we're not going to know. But it is a sickness. What has happened to us as African people? It's hard to comprehend it, you see? And I begin now to read, and I get to understand better about the condition of our lives and things that I did not have a dream I would understand. Now, I am telling you about one individual. Is a female who went to San Diego High School. And I would only wish I could go to high school. But that was far away from me and the means of my parents to get me, you know, some of that education that exists in Jamaica. But what kind of Jamaica it is, what kind of government we have. The truth is, if you're willing to look at it and understand at least some of this portion, just understand that we are coming from slavery, about maybe 200 years of slavery in Jamaica. And it is so that maybe when the actual slavery was over, and then it was the mentality, slavery mentality was not over. You see what I mean? So you now may have a hard time, as well as some people may, and get to understand more easily than others. What I'm trying to tell you about the brain retardation, it's not a joke. It's not something to skin your teeth and you know, shake your head about. Because it's real. You're born in it, and you see it, and you have to deal with it as you grow along. You adjust to being who you are. And, you know, if somebody should tell you that, you know, your ancestors, I don't mean the slavery one, but all of your ancestors came from Africa, and, you know, things got bad, and the things that really got bad, nobody's, don't expect anybody to tell you, because it is as going back many generations before our time, they didn't know either what happened. And if you go to church and you read when the Bible talks about human being fall from grace, right? That is something that needs some explanation. But the Bible, you are going to be confronted with a Bible that you grow up with and accept the Bible as the word of God. And that is a part of the problem, right? And there are things that must come with the package of teaching what the truth is and not the Bible that you think are told has the truth in there. The Bible don't have no truth in there to enlighten any one of us and to bring us in the know of our existence on the planet Earth. It's just not true. All right. So what the point I'm getting around now? It is so bad. And when I tell you that we are retarded, now, the only thing that will justify me is to challenge somebody and tell me, challenge me that you can provide historical fact to prove that we are not retarded like I am saying. I would love somebody to challenge me. Because now I'm going to tell you this. So long as we agree that we were created in Africa 200,000 years ago, if we agree with that, we are on our way to understanding. I don't expect anybody to just understand it at this snap of the finger. Because that is not likely to happen. And if it happened, so good. All right. I learned to read much better than fourth grade level. And I am now able to read something like when I read Pope Will Apologize for Sins of Catholic. I see it, and I tell you what, with... I didn't get, you know, like university or college education, right? But I got a high school education. All right. Now, I am taking, you know, like my brain produced for me thoughts that will make me wiser than I am. Right, and I get some of that because I am always thinking about the world around me and people, right, and the confusion that is in and around me. I think a lot, and from whatever reading I'm doing, you know, I take training from my brain, my own brain, because my spirit, you know, my spirit is an energy that can teach me things if I am able to think at that level. I can introspection, or I think there is another way to say it. I think it's introspection. You know, like internalize your mind and get ideas from within you. You see, the thought is very powerful. And if you decide that you want to meditate, you can internalize your consciousness as to what your attitude is like inside. And you can make a lot of changes to yourself if you don't allow distraction of people and what people are saying to bother you. You can channel the way, a better way for yourself with internalizing and do introspection on the way your attitude is, about your patience and your tolerance, what you want to do and what you don't want to do. You can develop yourself. And that is something that I know of a fact, because if you are, or you can see people are affected by other people. You can see that, right? And if you allow yourself to be affected by other people, you will be controlled by their ideas. And you never can sort out things on your own and get to a good position with it. Your brain is the best teacher if you are able to internalize and listen to what your mind tells you. If you're thinking about something that you can't make a decision is, if you quiet down yourself and think without anybody molest your thinking, you will learn to think logically. If you know what your brain is saying to you, and that you can get open up, you know, wide on figuring out certain things, but you will have to go about it right, and you have got to have let's say, an attitude. You have to want something, okay? And we are human with the kind of ability where we can further ourselves by creating better attitude for ourselves and learn how to figure out the best thing, you know? And therefore, this is what helped me. I don't follow other people on what they intend to tell me. And I will learn from people too. All right? And if I'm learning from you, it means that I have an idea what you're telling me, right? And I am going to make sure that you are saying things to me that my conscience and my heart is looking at. And then I realize that what you say lead me in a right way. This is all something that we can do with our mind. If somebody telling you something that is good, you can find out if they are leading you to when you actually take to do what the person say, it works out. Right? If you know how something are to work out, and to know, at least you don't know, but if somebody tell you and you try it, you will find out if what the person tell you is true. All right. Go along that road and make decisions for yourself. And know that if you're going to ask people for advice,
you basically will find out if you're getting the right advice.
All right.
So what I'm telling you now about African people, we come from a species, and that is one thing we're supposed to know. Right? Most likely somebody asks you, what is your species? You don't know what to tell them. And for a great time of my life, I didn't know what that was, because nobody never talked to me about that. Right? But human being has a species. The white people, they have a different species from us. Okay? So at least somebody is telling you something that is very valuable for one to know about themselves. All right? I can tell you that from the World Issue textbook, because you know, I didn't understand that a long time ago. I didn't understand that. Right? But later on, I found out from the World History textbook, and nobody had ever tell me where I would find out how white people come about. Nobody tell me that, but eventually I find out. So I'm telling you, this is true. Take it upon yourself, you see, and learn, and you will find out astonishing things that you know nobody not tell you, but you will find out if you're looking for the information. All right, I'm telling you about the brain now, and how you can find out the way out of the darkness that society impose on us. Okay, the barn, and nobody is telling you what to make you advance in life, right? And I am saying now that if you already have an education, the only thing that can spoil your chance of, you know, triumphing is if you follow a lot of what people are saying and you don't try to know for yourself. Okay. In history, you want to find out certain things in history. You want to know about yourself because you come first, and you need to know about yourself. And don't measure yourself up with nobody else. Just seek to know what is going to take you through life with you having good relations with people. As best as you can, because when you can't get along with people, don't bother with them, okay? And you want to, like, let your heart and mind lead you in the right way, and don't depend on other people. You can only depend so much on other people, and, you know, it shouldn't, like, drive you away from seeing people that are good and get along with them. But don't get married to nobody who, you know what I mean? They're affecting the way you think, and don't marry to nobody where, you know, find out that, you know, you and them are thinking on the same, what they call it, the same frequency. You got to be together. You know, if me feel like I'm better than you to want to make you a slave or something like that for me and all that. You don't want those kind of a relationship, okay? You don't fall in love with nobody like that. So it's better you stay a lot of time alone until, you know, you sort out things and can get along with what you are thinking. But don't make anybody impact your thinking and the way you think it should go. All right, you have a companion, you're going to, like, deal with them the way you think a partnership should be, right? So all these things can be worked out in a person, and you don't get into all kind of a problem get yourself together and you will have control over the things you do, right? And make life good for you. All right. The retardation that I'm telling you is real. And the only thing you can do is get to know the problem. And then when you're in a society where nobody don't know what the problem is, because everybody is into the Bible, and the Bible is the word of God, and you don't know nothing else. I grew up with that. All right, so I'm telling you now about this lady that went to the high school, St. Jago High School. I'm not going to call the name of the person. It's telling you without that is even better because you don't create no problem. I come to America, and most of my people in Britain, and a few of them were still in Jamaica. And the first thing I wanted to do was go to an adult school, because I think a lot of my problem that I had with reading was that I was pretty much backward in catching on, because I need an instructor to like tell me things to open up my mind and things. That did not happen when I go to primary school in Jamaica, right? And everything in Jamaica is kind of a, like not the way it's supposed to be. Some people get by, but others not getting by like they would like to. And I am one of those people who wasn't getting by academically. I didn't think that I could, you know, go very far with that, because it was a bad experience in going to school. You see, I didn't get any teacher's help. Any of my classes, I sure did not. So I was not one of the people you could stand up at a board and work something out and I understand it. I my attention was not good. So I know my brain was not okay. And it's not that I thought so back then, but looking in hindsight, no, I could see where that trouble lie. Okay, where I was backward, but I didn't have to be so backward. Some attention could have helped me. So I decided when I come to America, I'm going to go to adult school and see how well I do. That maybe now I'm more adult, mature now, I may do better. I am going to be better than when I go to primary school. I'm going to pay attention now. I'm more mature. I'm more man now, okay? And I'm going to pay attention this time, okay? I didn't. My attention was bad back then, and nobody was really like touching my attention, you know, for me to like catch on. All right, so that was my problem. When I come to America, and I went to the adult school, and maybe about 2.5 years or so, I, you know, different setback, I went and graduate. So I proved one thing. I was not as dumb as I thought I was. That's Jamaica that I know and that I come from. And I'm not saying everybody like me. I would never say that. A lot of people brighter than me. I can reason, but my reason is not reading and understanding. I can think that, okay, I don't want to go around that corner, you know, like if I'm driving at a certain speed, I have a good reason to understand braking distance and stuff like that. All right. My point to you is this. I begin to the little reading that I do to my reasoning. Okay? So I get a lot of help like that. That today, my reasoning is much higher than a lot of people I know. And I am not like pushing myself beyond where I am at. I am simply trying, I tell you my dumbness. I'm not trying to, you know, put me into no the best light I can. I'm not doing that. I want to put you in the right happening and the me that I am. I am saying that without reading, I have a good sense of reasoning. Without reading, I have good reason. I have good judgment and stuff like that. Give me some academics and I am going to be a different person. All right? Well, basically, during my time in Jamaica, I think people who knew me and that I live among, I think people have a good impression of me as a person. I don't, I am not an antagonist. I am not a loudmouth person. I'm a pretty quiet guy. But I was hindered. And I can't say my brain was functioning right. And I carry a lot of load as a child. A lot of load on my head. And that could be a part of my problem. But it is not all of my problem. And I can tell you, my parents were Christian. And Christianity is a sodomite concept. The word Christian is not good. From my reading, I get you that. Anybody, because I was Christian from age like seven. Yeah. And to me, the church was okay. You know, because there is nothing else there for me to compare it with, you see. And it, to me, the church was the only good thing. And we are not going to see any God that's going to tell us anything and stuff because God is a spirit and all that. So I am boxed in that sense. All right. So when I see my friends that went to St. Jago School, one of them, because there were a few, you know, a family, and I'm talking about one of these individuals. I have, since I come to America, they come to America too, a lot of them, I think maybe all of them, although they may not live in America, but they, you know, do well because they have good education, right? So they can do well anywhere. All right. This individual is a UWE, okay, university graduate. And I have things to say about my life on the church, you know, on society. And I would share my views. I'm not stingy with sharing my views about what I learned as a child, growing up in church, and how I see the world now. I'm no longer in Jamaica. I come and go down there. I mean, since I 1973, I come and go down there. I haven't been there in a while now, maybe 10 years. But I can tell you that yes, I like to talk. I like to argue. I like to distinguish between two things. Yeah, I am good at that. So I don't bother with Christianity anymore. And I think a lot of people getting to read on something like that, opening up their understanding, and therefore they have a better sense of the world around them, and they don't bother with Christianity. I come to find out that Christianity is a sodomite homosexual institution, and that the God in the Bible is not a real God at all. Holy Ghost is a homosexual. The whole thing, the whole outfit of Christianity is homosexual. The white people and stuff. Right? And it becomes such a problem now to talk and tell you what I'm saying to you. And I do imagine that it's not impossible for you to understand what I'm saying. But I like to be as well-defined as I can so that somebody understands everything that I'm saying. I want to show you how my friend mine works. So I'm telling you, my friend is all the way up there, right? With, I mean, unquestionable university education. And my brother, I have a brother with a university education too, but he's a minister of the gospel, and he doesn't bother talk to me. Other friend of mine that I talk to and still have a line of communication, but it may be the last time I talk to my friend, because to believe in Christianity means that your brain is retarded. If you think that to have a university degree or college degree, you are not retarded, you are mistaken. And I'll open this up to you to let you know that, you know, your mind is not able to make you realize so far. But it's not, I can't say your mind is not going to tell you that. But what I am saying to you, it took me, let's say about, you know, from I was, I was
27 years of age when I did the adult school in America. All right. And from then on, 10 years later, I did paralegal. I graduate at a paralegal college, they call it, Hamel College. I have the certificate that I pass the paralegal course. I did, right? And I was trying to go for the state level. You know, I mean, you come out of the class with your credit, and you can, they have a exam you can pass at the state level. And I was trying to get that. I think I passed 3 of the subject, and I wasn't able to continue with it anymore, according to life condition. And that's where I have reached. So I have the documents to prove that I passed those subjects. One of them that I passed is investigation. So I prove that I have something in my head. I could be an investigator, you know, into certain things. All right. So, you know, people who knew me back home in Jamaica, they don't have anything bad to say about me. Right? But guess what happened now? Now I am a challenge. Like I'm telling you about my brother, I'm 6 years older than him, and he doesn't want to talk to me because of my historic knowledge. I'm creating a problem for them. And my girl that I'm telling about, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, married or nothing like that, no. I mean, this is somebody, you know, we don't have no intimate connection at all. But we have social relationship over the years. So we still talk like brothers and sisters. So I am saying to you, my understanding of Christianity is different now. And my friend with a university degree do well in life and everything. It's a lady, right? It's a lady. Told me that she don't want to hear any more Christian talk from me. Think about that. Because if I ever open up with Christianity to her again, she's going to like hang up the phone on me. Listen, I don't want to hear that again. I said to my friend, I don't want to lose your friendship. Say, you're not losing your friendship, but look, I know that's what it is. I know that's what it is. Because now I have overabundant evidence and proof that Christianity is exactly what I say. Okay? And it is because of what we think about Jesus and God. I prove none of those don't exist in the Bible. Well, they don't put God where you can, you know, have a conversation about God in a certain kind of way, because God is a spirit. Okay? And from the fact that God is a spirit, according to the Bible, Christians believe that.
I get to find out that believe, that word believe, the way we are using it in church and the means by which we become Christian, that's not the way etymology used the word. We are believing in something we don't know. But the church teaches us justification, why we are to believe. Belief is higher than knowledge in the church. And the little knowledge that they talk about in church is not a knowledge above belief. And anytime you mix up belief and knowledge, belief ahead, on top of belief, your brain is, hardcore retarded. Yeah, because you have the world upside down and don't know it. Although you have such high degree of education. For example, you don't find out as a Christian that the Bible is not certified by any academics and the world history textbook does. It has like about two dozen or so academic consultants and teachers reviewers to say world history textbook is history. Take anything out of it and do any research and you will find out that what the world history textbook, the method or the source or the medium by which the world history textbook is produced, it gets due certification. If any, unlike in some cases with this world history textbook that we have in America, it is tampered with, because who's running the world right now is homosexual, okay? And the way homosexuals get into government to start ruling, it's questionable, right? And it is because I have this type of sense of reason, and you give me some education to put with my reason, I'll find things out. And I am able to tell that homosexual headed the world history textbook, but they can't head it out certain things. And the evil that they do is clear to anybody who have some clever and can reason. I'm telling you, I go as far I can tell you that this country is called America. And these white people come along and call it the U.S. If you know how these white people come into America, you will understand what I'm saying. But short of you knowing how they come into America and how they become government, you may have a difficult time to relate to what I'm saying. They are the ones that create Christianity, the white people. And there is something that comes before that, a problem that came before that. And that is white people are not human beings. That's right. They are not human beings. And that is the problem right now in the world. is that we take white people for human beings. And when you read the world history textbook, not one tron of their hair is human. These white people. Okay? And I think the fact that I am here sitting down and talk about it, and nobody is challenging what I say, prove that I am right. And if, let's say, if I am dead, well, I can't talk to nobody about it. But in my lifetime, if anybody were to like call me on this program, 347-850-1358. I can't even get people to call me on the radio and, let's say, talk about it in any kind of way, challenge or anything. I cannot find anybody. And since I've been talking on the radio, I have had some kind of challenge, but not on the level of where government is concerned. So it is something that I have learned later on and during my time of talking on the radio about issues. It was on the lower level of about society and the church, where I'm talking about certain kind of problem that was not addressing whether or not there is a legitimate government in America. But no, I do. I do spend time talking about it, that these white people are not human and there is no government in the United States. Because there has been government by civilization. Government, real government, came by civilization. And civilization is not what any human being created. And human being is the first human civilization. I didn't say they are our civilization come by human being. I don't say that. What I'm telling you directly is that civilization came from the civilized gods who came to earth. And if you have any knowledge about the Elohim gods, well, look, that will bring you into the knowledge about civilization. And they created us, not what is in the Bible. Okay? So what I have found is a knowledge that surpasses where I know anybody else have. That is a knowledge to realize that civilization, say, are not human beings. And how did they come to be behaving like they are human beings? You see what I mean? Now, so how many things am I like, you know, I mean, taking out of the stock of the things we believe in now? I am saying that civilization did not exist when the bipedal hominids came, evolved. They were not civilized. Neither are they civilized now. Neither are they human beings now. White people are not. white people are homosexual. They are pretending like they're not. But 100,000 years ago, according to the World Literature textbook, they were not talking. And they caught our subgroup, Neanderthals, and screwed them up until at last they destroyed them. Our subgroup, second subgroup to our species, the wise sapient species. That's where half of our blood come from, because we are hybrid with a mixed blood. The gods of heaven, the only reason why they talk in the Bible about the children of God, and it is because we have the blood from the Elohim gods to mix with the earthling being that I told you about, wise sapien. And these white people turn everything upside down that we today are uncivilized based on what they did to us. They mingle our blood with their blood and spread it, and it spread out, sexually spread out from Africa to the Western world. Okay? And there is nobody to change that. So you are out there, I'm telling you, we all as African people all over the Western world, we came here, and on the way, that was when 100,000 years ago we were leaving Africa, and the whole thing happened. And we are civilized, not uncivilized, but we are brain retarded from that time till now. And the only way for you to find out that is true is to look on who we were 200,000 years ago to the time 100,000 years ago when we were leaving Africa to come to the Western world. So all these years and generation past, we have been lowered in mental aspect. That's no lie. So yes, you can go college and stuff like that. That part of the brain that seems to, you know, wasn't all that affected. But apart from that now, you know, people said, I mean, we use 10% of our, it's, you know, I think about it until I am convinced that we are only using 10% of our brain. And so good that we are doing well, but look on where we are. We have not been doing well. You know, a big, big chunk of our healthy life is gone over all these years. How were we the first 100,000 years? Have you read anything that we had disease? I have not. I mean, 100,000 years ago, when we did not leave Africa, we all developed 100,000 years in Africa. That's what the record shows. Now, if you can crack what I say, well, you would help the white people, them, say, among us. If you can't crack what I say, I mean, these white people got to take up their little bag and go back to Europe with it. I am not kidding you. White people are not human beings, and you can go there and go do whatever you want to do with them. You know, see, they kill off our Neanderthals. They don't look, You tell me, what did they do with the Neanderthals? Why they don't look like the flat-faced man of Kenya anymore? What did they do with them? They interbreed them for thousands of years until they look like human beings, not the flat face. So the blood that they get from us, that's what did that. Make they start talk, because they never did talk for 3.5 million years or more. They didn't talk. They evolved. They're not created by no God like we are. Before we come into the world, you know, who listening to me now is like, you know, in this, what you call it, century, the 21st century or the 19th century. Yeah, I guess the 19th century. We into the 20th century now, right? All right. Yes. So we who come up now between the 19th and 20th century, we don't get to know anything. We don't get to know anything. All these hundreds, thousands of years went by, and our generation come up and the rhesus, bad, all the diseases and all that we catch. You see, you find out if the first 100,000 years in Africa, did we have those diseases? Did we? I don't know of that. And if anybody know about that, you know, contact me. Me, because right now, these white people out there laughing at us. Yes, they are. And talk about America is there. They are American. They are not American. White people are not American. Okay? Now, I would like for them to, like, don't shoot me, right? I mean, how can I get up in America and tell people all these things and they sit down and don't say nothing? You know what? They are nothing. White people are nothing. I mean, if you want to talk about human beings, and they are the first bipedal walking upright. Okay? There are other names for them, like primates, apes. That's what is known for these white people. Okay? Now, I don't know if there is anybody else on planet Earth tell you that. Okay? So we don't get to have the kind of reporting about this, because these white people, one of the worst thing to have happened, why they caught us unable to do what they are doing with us, it is because we began to feel the effects of their disease before we ever knew that something is wrong with us. Okay? This is a fact. You know, they may be over there now turning off my mic while I'm talking here because they don't want people to know the truth. But this is the truth, and this is an emergency truth that I am telling you, that, you know, you begin to, what I'm telling you is total deliverance of our race. Total deliverance. Because white people can't tell you that, they can't show you why AD and Adamani about Jesus in the year of our Lord. They can't show you that come from any civilized place, planet, and by anywhere. A.D. Anadamani is not even a good old jackass. You can't buy anything with AD and Adamani except you're under these sodomite retardation. That's the only way AD and Adamani is going to value something. It's under lies and hypocrisy. There is no government in AD and Adamani, and they use that to make laws to kill us. And I know the law. Look, I am telling you, you take it for joke? It's not joking. I am not joking. And I know I have a lot of people take me serious. But I tell you what, none of them will challenge anything I say. Because guess what? It's history. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. And I am telling you that a lot of people run away from me. They won't challenge me, though. They talk a lot of garbage, nonsense, but not anything academically sound. You see what I mean? And I will read some of this document to you. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Celine Grossman, USA Today. Year 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession. Sunday of the sins Catholics from antiquity to modern evils. Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make a plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history. The Vatican said during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of the Lenten Mass at St. Peter's Basilica, the Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation. The church and the falls of the past. Written by an international panel. Yes, international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humility. But acknowledges that the simple admission of faults might look like acquiescence in the face of accusations made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. The document lists faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect
for cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races and ethnic groups, abuses of the right of individuals. Now, you tell me, we are here in America, and we believe the church in Christianity when the world history textbook have no authority to show for white people being a civilized set of Europeans. In the world history textbook, Europe is not a civilized country. I mean, where or what source else do you know make white people a civilization? And first, the land. Is it a civilized land? No. It's not a civilized country. That's what I'm telling you. And, you know, if the media out there that they should pay attention to this world history textbook, they're all going to go down in the dungeon. They better pay attention to it, because all of this cargo load of white people, they are fucking dogs, fucking men, and fucking women. Okay? Honest fucking lovers. And we must allow them to look on us and despise us and tell us that their government with 1220 AD, they're calling this old bunch of trash government. Yes. They claim that they share up all the land over the world among themselves. How did they do that? What is the civilization process white people go through? They don't go through none, I'm telling you. Okay? But they find a way to mess up our brain. And our people, over all these 100,000 years, know that them have all kind of a disease and stuff like that. But they don't know where it comes from. They probably think it's climate change. White people think it's climate change do everything. But what happened to the climate in Africa 200,000 years ago? Hello? What happened to it? I mean, people are talking about all kinds of different things that they think is the problem, and they leave the weakness of our demise in the world history textbook, and they're gone with the Bible now and trying to like claim that God and this and that. And I can prove with the Bible alone that there's no God at all in there. None whatsoever. Now, how do you expect God to begot a son and no woman no in there? And there's nothing in the Bible to show you the process by which God begot a son. They can't show you that. But these, you know, I mean, white people who get to do their nasty thing and, you know, make sure that our brain will over time, you know, we will never know what they did. Well, now I'm telling you what they did. Now I'm telling you what white people do to the, what them call black people. We are not black people. We are not black people. Okay? And all of what they have done now, they cover up everything that they do, and they can cover it in every kind of way, because we are, I mean, you know, you hardly have anybody who is going to, like, pay any attention to the fact of what I'm saying. And though the fact is there for them to see it, they will still believe in God, the homosexual God. That's what they are going to do. But there are the remnants of people who will find something in their brain to show them the light of the truth. Because it's there. Jesus in the Bible did not become a king as the prophet said. That means there is no prophecy in the Bible at all. It's something that they made up. Okay? All these kind of stuff are there for people to find out. But time, the time is right. The time is right. If a hybrid person can sit down around a computer and say these things, and people, let's hope that people have heard what I said. You know, it's going to be too heavy and hard for them. But if I'm telling you that the truth exists as to why the African people don't amount to nothing today, I'm telling you the raw, raw truth. It's the raw, raw truth. And I am telling you for real. There ain't anybody on planet Earth that will find what I say to be a lie. Because it is in the World History Textbook, the Glencoe World History Textbook. To say white people can never be civilized, never will be civilized. They go and crossbreed with our people and then mess up our life with their racist, narcissistic, bad blood. All of how many of us they kill? I mean, there is the evidence why our people are still believing this Jesus filth. Jesus? I mean, how many kind of Jesus have these white people invented? A whole heap. A whole heap they invent. Okay? And if you think that they are going to be among us, no, I don't look to see them among us, because what I say is true, and they can't stay here because we have government and law to exercise. These honest fuckers, there is absolutely nothing to save them, nothing at all. No, I mean, except we all dead out. Suddenly we all dead, and you know, there is no way. But no, it's not going to happen that way. I don't foresee that happening that way. Because we have the higher power. We have the higher power, right? And the fact that the truth eventually come out, there's nothing to save them. Because the truth is going to bring down all the disgrace and all the shame on these white people. And they have nothing at all to help themselves. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Don't lament when you see African people behaving the way they do. Now, we don't know that we have a government. Why we don't know? If you are not retarded, wouldn't you know? Wouldn't you have read and know that we have a government? But you don't see anybody. You don't see anybody who don't believe in the Bible and God. And have not read well enough to find out that God in the Bible is a liar. God in the Bible is a liar, and so is the Son, Jesus Christ, a liar. That doesn't put them into civilization at all. None at all. Okay? All the wealth that white people say them have is not their wealth. You see it? No. Because where did they get it from? Where white people get it from? So what I'm telling you, it take a long time. It take a long time for the truth to come out. But I'm digging it up by the root. By the root. All you see what they make themselves, these are just filth bodies that you see around us. All of the clothes that you see they wear and look like us. These folks wanted to look like human beings. And that's the route they went. You see what I mean? They have some sense and then get some blood from us that help them to talk. And you see they're talking. And they have some intellect. But they call themselves modern man and all them kind of things. But, hey, look at them. They are not human beings. How many of us, they come and kill and behave like they were living here all along? Hello? Huh? Can't you see that? They come here when we like about 50,000 years in America. And they come here and behave like they were here all along. But ask them, since they came from Europe, that's what the record said. They can't lie about that. They go to Europe from out of Africa where they develop millions of years. Okay? They go into Europe 1.5 million years ago when there was no civilization at all. And they only could make stone tools. We have all the evidence here. They can't stand up anywhere and deliver themselves. You see, because they want to show that they have government and stuff like that. No, and then they have to run into the world history textbook where kingship government exists. You see what I mean? And if you're out there as an African person and you think what I'm saying is a joke, well, go read it for yourself. Go read it for yourself. And if you were researching and wasn't finding anything, I'm telling you now to find it. Where to find it? Only two species exist. And they would like to write all kind of foolishness and tell you that. Anytime I go up on Google and ask them, they give me a response that, I need to find better words to search for what I want. But anytime they fail to give you a proper answer, that's what they do. You see what I mean? Now, these people are hiding under so many clouds. All we need to do is just say, Lord, help us. And the Lord will show us in the book that we have not been seeing it because we believe nonsense. But come into the Bible and into the history book, and you will find that these white people were going with all of their antics. It just needs for somebody to find out and just make it plain. Okay? So when we think we don't have any government, and white people have government, where they use in all kind of way to kill us and do whatever it is. And they can go to Europe and kill people and stuff like that and come back. And no, there's no government outside of them. They are the government. How did they get it? When did they get it? 509 BC. Hey, they have everything that they get in 509 BC. And nobody don't want to talk about that. But where the politics start with white people in a room. Okay? Now, I'm telling them to get out. Get out. Because them are sodomite batty fuckers. Three, four, seven.
Oh, you can't call me no more. No, not for today.
347 8501358.
Maybe another day, but it's all gone now. Now, let me bring you let me bring you this portion here. Because I'm telling you, deliverance has come to the African people, the civilized people. Deliverance has come because white people is not exercising by any government at all. Okay? And I'm saying where the truth is in the Bible. That they are not government. The truth is in the world history textbook. Okay? It's in prehistory. It's on Google. You Google and find out that these people are hiding in the broad daylight. They are hiding in front of us and we don't know it. Watch this. This sodomy hominid primate butchered 10 million Africans in the Congo Basin. Who are we talking about? The sodomy hominid primate 10 million African in Kiel. Inside the palatial wall, right? Inside the palatial walls of Belgium's Africa Museum stand statues of Leopold II, each one a monument to the king whose rule killed as many as 10 million Africans. This was written January 13, 2020. Listen good. Paul is the same as the whites them in other in the other parts of the world where the white people them scatter out and say they seize and claim everywhere we came in the Western world and the other places. 100,000 years ago, we came to the Western world and came with our brain retarded because of what these people do to our ancestors when they were in transit. You see? And they're full of our blood and full of our whatnot, whatnot. So, what I am saying is not a lie. Okay?
So when they are talking, the reason why we believe in the Bible, the reason why we believe that them have rightfully ruled with, is because we lose our senses. And no matter how much education we have, we don't find out that we're sick over the past 100,000 years. All right. Leopold II, French in full, Leopold II, French in full Leopold Louis Philippe Marie Victor Dutch in full Leopold Ludwig Maria Victor born all those names born April 9, 1835. Brussels, Belgium. Died December 17, 1909. Leeken, King of the Belgians, from 1865 to 1909. Keen on establishing Belgium as an imperial power, he led the first European effort to develop a Congo River Basin, making possible the formation in 1885 of the Congo Free State. In 1908, as the Belgian Congo, and now the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Although he played a significant role in the development of the modern Belgian state, he was also responsible for widespread the widespread atrocities committed under his rule. He was also responsible for the widespread atrocities committed under his rule against his colonial subjects. Democratic policies. The country of Belgium itself was only 5 years old at the birth of Leopold II, who became the eldest surviving son of Leopold I. First king of the Belgian, and his second wife. What kind of second wife is that? Louis Marie of Orleans, then, as they would be into the 21st century, most of the royal families of Europe were related. For instance, Leopold II was a first cousin of Queen Victoria, Britain. He became Duke of Brabant in 1846 and served in the Belgian army. In 1853, he married Marie Henriette, daughter of the Austrian Archduke Joseph Palatine of Hungary, and became king at the Belgian on his father's death in December 1865. Became king. Where him get king from? Where him get the idea of being a king from? It's from the African people. And although a lot of them don't sport king as a title, he wanted to be king. Okay? Look at the beginning of the white sodomite homosexuals. Look at their beginning. Who think because they are the only homo-gay honest culture rule the civilization world. Elohim gods create for hybrid human being to rule. You see what I mean? They want to rule. And look at what they do to rule. No, I'm telling you what they did. We are confused. But we have our government. Still, we only need to like push them out, tell them to go about their business, and we will be back living our lives the way we are supposed to, right? Because they are not, they only wrongly emulate our government. That's all they did. But what do they have to show that they are a government? Do they have anything to show that they are civilized? Now, they might want to say they are talking. Well, when did they begin to talk? You know, when did they begin to look like human beings? We have it all for them. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and I hope that you do well, right? And I will close my session now and hope that you do well.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be right.
I don't know if I'm gonna make it. my love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. The heroes often fail. You won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. Like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way street, into number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say, I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you left. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Thank you. you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go. Until you reach the end of the line, but I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I know. That one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of
thank you.
Thank you.